Canceling plans because your knees hurt? Nope, not anymore. Get to Joint Relief Institute. Safe, fast, immediate pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Hey, Bailey Cook is with us. How are you today, Bailey?
I'm good. I don't know how I'm going to top this conversation about keg stands, though, but I'm ready.
Bailey, I saw today, even though the Bears deal didn't get pushed through, in the final hours of the Illinois legislative session, you made history. The 100,000 rideshare drivers here in Illinois will now have union rights. Talk to me about that.
Final hours of the legislative session at 2 a.m., the rideshare drivers union bill passed in both chambers. And so now rideshare drive, once Governor Pritzker signs the bill, rideshare drivers will have the right to form a union.
And do you think Pritzker's going to sign it? Has he indicated he'll sign it?
Yeah, Pritzker is a really big supporter of working people. And so we don't see any problem with him signing the bill soon.
Wow. And so talk to me about how excited rideshare drivers are in the state of Illinois, because there's only one other state that gives them union rights, and that's Massachusetts, right?
Yes, yes. Drivers are ecstatic. Even it was 2 a.m., there was 15 drivers left in the chamber waiting for the bill. One had her daughter in her arms sleeping all night waiting for it. It's just a historic moment that drivers can't believe our reality. It's groundbreaking. They did something that, you know, they've never done before. That's showing up to the Capitol every single week, lobbying legislators, talking to other drivers. You know, this work is such an isolated job, right? You sit in your car, you drive alone, you don't have traditional coworkers, and they have built such a wonderful community. And, you know, they're just so excited. And I think that will live on forever in their memories.
Well, until I started engaging with you and your group, I had no idea there were 100,000 rideshare drivers in Illinois, and you generate about $7.7 billion in annual economic output, and you contribute more than $518 million in combined state and local tax revenue each year. So I think, yes, this is fantastic legislation for you to get passed, but also your story is better explained to the people who hire you every day.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, these drivers specifically, 60% of them in the state of Illinois live in neighborhoods that are below the Illinois median line economically. And so with drivers forming a union and getting higher wages, they're going to spend that back in their communities. This is going to lift every single community up, from local businesses to everything you can imagine, from neighborhood to neighborhood. And so this is really a win for the state of Illinois.
One of the things that is a win is insurance coverage for occupational accidents or injuries. Can you explain that to me?
Yeah, so what happens now is that is something that they can bargain in their contracts. So once Governor Pritzker signs the bill, drivers will then be able to do card signups. So they will choose the union that they want to join. Once they join the union, then that union will help negotiate and bargain for things like that in the legislation.
And safety is a big issue for rideshare drivers.
Yeah.
I know as riders, we're like, we want to be safe, but really, there have been many deaths among rideshare drivers from customers or shootings that may or may not have been intended for them. And this is going to offer you some safety, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, drivers always talk about that they don't feel safe anymore driving at night. You know, if they want a camera in their car, they have to pay out of pocket for that. That's not provided by the company. And so that is something that they can, you know, fight for, is to have better protections, ways to navigate the app if something's going on. And that's going to benefit the consumer, because you want to feel safe in a car. You also want rides at night, so, you know, you're not getting behind the wheel intoxicated or things like that. That's going to put more drivers on the road if there's safety precautions in place. So this is a win for everyone.
And everyone that has been opposed to this said our rates are going to go up. Is that true or false?
That is incorrect, you know, from what we can tell. So in the legislation, there is a fee that is in it, and that fee is put onto the companies, and it cannot be passed down to consumers. So not needed to worry about that. I think that, you know, the market is in demand, and just because drivers are being paid more, that doesn't mean it's going to be passed on to the consumer.
All right. Well, congratulations. You guys accomplished something that even I didn't think was possible. So we'll continue to follow it and see if Governor Pritzker signs it.
Thank you so fun day.
Thanks so much, Bailey.